This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, go to cropmetcalf.com to join their team. It's 7 a.m. That means it's time to hit the skins. There's a preseason game later this week.
Friday night.
Preseason game number one at the New England Patriots.
They traveled today, correct? I think they traveled.
Today's a travel today. Day. Scrimmage tomorrow. Thursday off day.
Friday
game day.
See, I thought they were scrimmaging 2 days, but they're only doing it.
Believe it's
tomorrow.
Just Wednesday.
Yeah.
All right, Cakes. Let me see. Where do you want to go to first? I guess we could go to their unofficial depth chart.
Show me the depth chart
that they released.
Jaden Daniels is number one. I'm surprised by that.
Not any real surprises. I'm just trying to find the cleanest copy for me to use here. Oh, by the way, just as a side note, I do see that Ron Rivera sold his Great Falls home, Jason.
Oh, he did. Do we have a sales price?
Yes.
Oh, hold on. Can I guess?
Sure.
I don't know anything about the home.
I don't know where
sight unseen. Ron Rivera sold his Great Falls, Virginia home for $3.75 million. That light?
Actually, a little cheaper. He bought it for $2.25.
All right.
It is in Great Falls.
Okay.
Seneca Greenway is the street. He sold it for $2.675 million. Seems like actually a pretty good deal. It's a 6,761 square foot home.
That's a lot of square footage.
3-acre wooded lot.
Nice.
Oh. I don't have pictures of it. I'm sure you could find it, though. They say it has floor-to-ceiling sliding glass wall in the family room, a deck with a louvered ceiling and covered outdoor kitchen with a built-in grill and pizza oven.
Fancy.
A kitchen with custom cabinetry, of course, and a butler's pantry. This is unusual. A professional dog washing station.
Really?
A walkout lower level with a home theater, another kitchenette, guest bedroom, and a flagstone patio with a fire pit, plunge pool, and heated spa.
Aha, very good.
There you go.
Hopefully he kept his property in better condition than he did the roster here with the Commanders. Because it was in disrepair by the time he left.
I'm sure he did.
I think I have it right here.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's nice.
Yeah. I mean, it seemed like a pretty good deal, actually, for all that property.
Now he can
2.675.
You know what? He's in the perfect spot. He's glad handing for Cal, helping raise money for their athletic department. That's a perfect type of position for him
totally.
At this point.
Totally. All right, so the Commanders did come out with their unofficial depth chart. People don't make too much of this. They have, like, Terry listed. He's in parentheses, but Terry listed as one of the number one wideouts, along with Noah Brown and Debo. Just some interesting things. Josh Connerly is listed as the second team right tackle behind Andrew Wiley. Mm-hmm. I heard Cliff Kingsbury talking about him and said he's right on pace, right where they expected. He's got all the tools. They mentioned his footwork. They say he's just, you know, he's making that transition from the left side to the right side, and there's some growing pains
there. Yeah, I mean, I would love to see him start week one if he's ready, but if he can't, if Wiley has to start week one at right tackle and they ease Connerly in like mid-season, that's okay.
It's fine. Whatever
eventually,
works.
Nothing wrong with that.
Eventually he's going to be
ready.
A starter.
Yeah. Play him when he's ready.
Is Cosme still out? Cosme's still out.
Yeah. Yeah. Although.
But they do list him as the number one right guard.
They list him as the number one right guard. And I guess DQ keeps saying that he actually hasn't been ruled out for week one yet. I know that guys like Keim think that'd be unusual for him to probably be ready that quickly. But the point is he's going to be back sooner rather than later. Of course, they have their starting left tackle, Laremy Tunsil. I saw Cliff Kingsbury talking about the difference it makes to have a left tackle like that, that you can kind of, for the most part, just let him do his thing. Let Laremy eat. You don't have to, you know, have an extra back go in there or an extra tight end chip. Mm. It frees up receivers. It gets guys out, you know, into their patterns quicker, quicker releases for guys. So it certainly opens up things to have a guy like Laremy Tunsil. But penciled in right now, their starting offensive line would be at left tackle Laremy Tunsil. Brandon Coleman, as expected, moves down to guard. Tyler Biadasz at center. Cosme, when he's healthy. I guess Allegretti would get the start at right guard until then. And then Andrew Wiley currently penciled in as a starter. Interesting somewhat at tight end. Everybody knows Zach Ertz, John Bates, and Ben Sinnott. The guy that Keim keeps talking about that's playing a bunch of first-team reps with special teams is Colson Yankoff as the fourth tight end. Mm-hmm. And I think they really think he's going to stick. So if our guy Cole Turner is going to stick around, he's going to have to pick it up a little bit. Maybe there'll be a practice squad opportunity for him.
Yeah, I don't see them carrying more than four tight ends.
You just don't hear a lot about Cole at this point. At
rooting for him, though.
Yeah, rooting for him. He's a good dude. At receiver, of course, you've got Terry listed at one, and then along with Noah Brown and Debo. Now, with Terry not being there and Noah Brown being somewhat, you know, they give him a lot of off days. He's had a rough off season, right? I think he had some, like, I don't know, was it a kidney issue? He had
something. I think it was a kidney issue.
And then he also had actually like an injury mm-hmm. that he was nursing. And so I know that they've been giving him plenty of days off, which gives guys like KJ Osborne, Michael Gallup. I know Luke McCaffrey, Kingsbury talked about, has been getting more reps like outside than he might normally get. So I think Kingsbury said somebody's got to sort of step up and prove they're going to be the bell cow when needed. And that's what's kind of sorting themselves out there.
I know there was a lot of talk, maybe it was last week, about Chris Moore. Chris Moore apparently was playing pretty well at receiver.
Yeah, Keim said he's got to catch more balls, to be honest.
Okay.
You know, like actually finish the play and catch the ball.
So they have him
three.
But he
has mentioned him.
And he's been around for, I think he's like a 10 or 11 year vet. He's been in the league a long time.
I know Jalen Lane is listed, behind Debo and Luke, is one of the wideouts there. And Cliff talked about him. I didn't know this. He's a son of a coach. And that he's mm-hmm. just one of those guys that just gets it. You know, he pretty much picks things up quickly. If he makes a mistake, you correct him. He gets it.
Doesn't
make the same mistake.
He puts in the work.
He puts in the work, and he's just flashing for people.
Yeah.
And that's just the bottom line. Defensively, let's just take a look here.
And by the way, Jalen Lane, he played a lot of college football.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, because obviously he was at Virginia Tech, but he transferred in too. But, I mean, I don't know how old he is. I'm guessing he's 23-ish. But he played a lot of football.
By the way, before you moved to defense, you didn't touch on the running back depth chart.
Yeah.
Bill Crosky Merritt is listed as the fifth running back on the depth chart.
That's when you know it's unofficial.
Behind Jeremy McNichols and Chris Rodriguez Jr.
Right. Look, mm-hmm. all those guys, it's just a big room.
Mm-hmm.
All those guys have some experience. We talked about how even a versatile guy like Allen's probably on the outside looking in. But Bill Krosky Merritt is getting a lot of attention. They want to see what he does now when they start playing other guys. Still seeing that explosiveness. I know they said that Austin Eckler looks great. They even complimented McNichols and C-Rod.
So, Krosky Merritt is the guy I'm most looking forward to seeing on Friday night.
Yeah.
I want to see what sort
how
of...
how they use him.
Yes.
I also wonder how much they use him.
Right. If he ends up playing in a regular season game, which I assume he will, are the broadcasters going to call him Bill? Or are they going to call him Jacory?
They kept referring to him as Bill.
So like they're not going to call him Jacory Krosky Merritt. No, they're going to call him Bill Krosky Merritt.
Everyone's been calling him Bill.
Yeah. It's getting momentum.
It's getting to the point where in a year you're going to forget his real name, Jacory. Yeah. They're just calling
him
Bill Krosky Merritt.
I'm actually glad we're calling him Bill because I'll be honest, when he was first drafted, his name was such a mouthful to remember.
Yeah.
I had a hard time remembering it. Now that it's Bill,
now it's easy.
It's easier.
Yeah.
It's true. It's cleaner.
You know, he had Kingsbury talked about, you know, we talked about it obviously in the offseason that, you know, he had those eligibility issues for that final year. Where was he at?
Arizona.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And only played in the one game, played the Senior Bowl, whatever. But in the meantime, while he was dealing with all of those eligibility issues, to show how committed he was, he played scout team all season long. So it wasn't like he only played one game and then he was sitting on his ass
wasn't
playing
like
video
pouting,
games.
Like he was still involved.
He was involved. He was getting reps. He was playing on the scout team. Obviously frustrated he couldn't get into the real games, but he was staying in shape.
Man, I want to make a bet about him so bad.
Yeah.
I want to make a bet that he like has a bigger role than B-Rob by some point in the season.
Oof.
But
that would be interesting.
I just feel like there's a...
You got to wait and see.
I just feel like there's a drumbeat behind Bill.
There's been a lot of talk, a lot of hype.
Now, again, this could be us just overhyping a guy in camp.
Yeah, it happens every year.
That could be part of it. Or they could have like a mid-round talent that fell to the seventh round because he only played in one game
right.
in his last year of college football.
True. Yeah, I mean, if he played a full season that year, he could have been a fourth-round pick.
Right.
Defensively, Cakes, a few differences there. Nothing really super surprising. They have Dietrich Wise at defensive end listed as starter alongside Daron Payne. Javon Kinlaw, who I kind of feel like they're basing this defense around. And Dorrance Armstrong. Of course, they add Von Miller, which will be exciting. I think he'll only be in certain packages, obviously. He's not going to have a full load.
Mm-hmm.
But Joe Witt talked about how he still has the get off. He still has the bend. He could still do all the pass rushing things.
Why don't I see Von Miller? He's
listed as an
outside linebacker,
linebacker
right? But not as an end.
No.
Okay.
The other linebackers, of course, you have Bobby Wagner, Frankie Luvu. Luvu going to get some pass rushing responsibilities. And then really, the upgraded secondary is really making waves this summer. They say Lattimore's moving better. We'll continue to see if he's available. You know, once the regular season comes around, if he is, you know, they're kind of making excuses for him, and it's fair that he just wasn't healthy last year, and yet they kept throwing him in the games, even though he wasn't practicing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that is difficult, but he is such a tough guy. I don't think anybody can.
Well, he must have told coaches, "Hey, I'm ready to go."
Well, listen, I think he's just a competitor.
Yeah,
and they said they needed him, and so he suit up, but he really wasn't healthy.
They
enough.
Knew he wasn't. Correct.
He wasn't really healthy enough. But he tried to make a go of it. But they say he's doing better so far this summer. Let's see if that continues. Trey Amos, Joe Witt talked about. Somebody said he looked like he had a good day. Joe Witt Jr. said he has a great day every day.
Ooh,
doesn't mean that he doesn't get burned or doesn't mean that he doesn't give up catches, but he comes prepared, ready to go, and he's just locked in. So look for a lot of Trey Amos this year. Sanistrill, everybody knows, has had a good camp. And then your safeties, Will Harris and Quan Martin.
It's a lot of different looks on the defense.
Yep. You know? When you just kind of look at the backups there, I mean, Johnny Newton, you expect him to be part of a big rotation there. Jacob Martin, you expect him to probably stick, right? He's the veteran pass rusher that they also brought in. Jordan McGee, I know they have big plans for. Kane Medrano, they talked about how he has done better. You know, he's kind of a guy that's not really like size wise, you could kind of pencil him in at a particular position. They're kind of creating opportunities for him. One of his big responsibilities, Cakes, as a faster, smaller guy, will be covering tight ends.
Yep.
And he's supposedly getting better at that. So keep an eye on him. Tyler Owens, I know they like. So a lot of depth. I think most people, if you ask them from afar, they would say that the defense is most improved. If you had to look at the offense versus defense, the defense is most improved versus what they had last season.
There's a lot of big names there. Yeah. What about special teams?
Special teams, it is interesting. For now, Jalen Lane is listed behind K.J. Osborne as the punt returner.
Yep.
We'll see. Maybe that's just a little deference to the veteran there. Let's see how that plays out. Starting kick returner, Cakes, if they have just one, probably have two, but they have Austin Ekeler and Luke McCaffrey there at this moment.
Want Ekeler returning.
Ekeler is listed as their top kick returner.
Because remember, they want more kick returns now because they changed that rule. If you kick it into the end zone, it's out to the 35, mm-hmm. not the 30.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so they added 5 yards to the return team.
Right.
If the kicker kicks it through the end zone and there's no return. So they are trying to enhance the return game, meaning Ekeler, if he's the number one guy, he's mm-hmm. going to be returning more kicks, taking more hits. I'd rather have McCaffrey out there. That's just me.
You just don't want to expose Ekeler.
Of course not.
Yeah, right. Don't want that after what we saw last season, but it seems like that's the plan.
I am, you know me, I like kickers.
You do.
We got a new kicker this year. They signed Matt Gay. So it'll be interesting to see if he gets a few opportunities in this preseason, see if he can't get off to a good
start. I know
that
Grant Paulson tweeted, I think it was a couple days ago, that Gay has just been very steady
mm-hmm.
throughout camp, which is a great thing.
That's what you're looking
for. You want that from your kicker. You don't want volatility from your kicker.
Well, he's a veteran.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Spent a little cash on him during the offseason.
They had issues with that position.
So there you go. That's your unofficial depth chart. A lot of these positions, I think, are probably pretty well locked in. But there are some opportunities for some guys to still kind of weasel their way into there. So stay tuned.
Very good. When we come back, we'll continue to talk Commanders. Is Josh Harris afraid to pull the trigger on a big money deal with Terry McLaurin? We'll explore that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Camp coverage on 106.7 The Fan is presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation. PaulHenrysWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice. Mike Lombardi, UNC football GM, NFL insider. He's going to join us coming up at 8 o'clock.
It's crazy how you're calling guys GMs for college football teams.
Well, that's the new reality.
I mean, Andrew Luck is the general manager of Stanford.
Right. Yep. That's the way things are now in 2025 in college sports.
I know. Can't wait to talk to him.
Yep. So he's coming up at 8 o'clock. So we wanted to get in some audio here of our friend Diana Russini, senior NFL insider for The Athletic.
All right.
She was on with Bill Simmons on his podcast, and she had some interesting things to say about the Terry McLaurin hold-in and the negotiation with Josh Harris.
Let's say you're an owner like Josh Harris, right? Like, who's got experience with bad deals.
Right.
You know, that's got to be hard for him to go, all right, I'm just going to let Adam Peters do this. There's no way. Of course he's going to influence it, especially if they've been down that road before and they've made those mistakes. They're not going to allow some new GM making those mistakes, which is why I'm curious to see how the Terry McLaurin thing shapes out, because you know the owner's involved in that. That's not just Adam Peters. No way.
Ooh, so there's a little more Josh Harris involvement, according to Diana Russini, than we've been led to believe.
Well, I mean, which are the ones that she's referring to that have bombed out for him? So he signed big deals in years past for what? Embiid, Butler, yeah. Paul George, James Harden.
Yeah, I mean, he paid a lot of guys for the Sixers.
And is she saying that he just feels burned
Maybe
by some of those?
Maybe he's feeling gun-shy about giving out another big deal to a high-profile player.
Although those deals are a lot bigger than what McLaurin would get.
Yeah. Or is the idea just that, hey, this is not just like an Adam Peters thing. This is an organizational thing. This is, you know, this is everybody. They're all sort of on the same page here. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe it's a combination of those. But, I mean, if you're going to be in the NFL, you're going to have to pay some guys, especially when you got a stud quarterback, and just wait till his deal's up.
Right.
Like I don't know. I don't know if he's afraid to make a big offer or if he's just going to be more influential than a normal owner would be. But at some point, you're going to have to pay your NFL player. If you're going to win a Super Bowl, you're going to have to pay your guys a lot of money.
See, I don't like how she's intimating that he's more involved than we're being led to believe. Because I've always been under the impression that he's a guy that just hires good people, lets them do their thing. Of course, he's going to have input, and he's going to know about the offers that are being made to these players, and he has final say.
He's got to give them like sort of budget parameters, right, even though there are salary caps, etc. I'm sure.
He's a business owner, of course. He was like that in Philly. Mm-hmm. When I was talking to my buddy who worked for the Sixers, believe me, he was all over it. Right. Harris was involved in everything.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Now, I can't imagine that's changed now that he's taken over the Commanders. Mm-hmm. But
it's his new baby. It's his new toy in his his sports portfolio.
Yeah. 100%.
And the most important piece. It's an NFL team. It's worth more than all the other teams.
Yeah.
It's more high profile than the other teams.
It's a much bigger deal.
Right.
But he did sign those guys to big dollar deals in Philadelphia. And obviously most of those didn't work out for him.
Right.
And
the big difference there is those deals are fully guaranteed.
100%.
No matter what happens, injury. I mean, the guy just, his level of play, you know, crashes into a wall.
He's getting paid.
Yeah, but like, I just don't think
all the way through it.
I just don't think that is the issue. Like, Harris is some sort of weird stumbling block on this thing. I don't think that's the issue. I think the issue is pretty obvious, and we've all talked about it for months. It's the fall off for typical receivers once they get into their 30s, and that Terry will be 31, 32 when the new money kicks in, and that's the issue. It's pretty obvious. I don't think Josh Harris, you know, maybe being burned on some deals before is a big factor. I think it might be a bigger factor that, hey, we got to really be careful here because we're going to have to pay Jaden $500 million in a couple of years.
Yeah, we're just kind
of keeping that in the back of our minds.
We're going to have to redo deals. Like, if Debo has a huge year, they're going to have to consider, are they going to ink him to a deal and keep him in the fold?
Yeah.
There's a lot of moving parts here for Adam Peters and Josh Harris.
Man, I don't doubt that he has input. Of course he does. He's the one signing all the checks. Of course he's got input. But I also think that the deciding factor on this thing is not some sort of reticence to pay his star players. It's that we got to just make sure we're doing this in a smart way. Let's see how this all shakes out in a few weeks when presumably everybody still thinks that they're going to come to some sort of agreement. I'm still kind of on record thinking that Terry may have to end up just playing this thing out. Yeah.
Well,
and then deal
a lot
with
of
it.
People think that.
And maybe gets franchised down the line. Who knows what the fate is?
Yeah, if he has a great season, then you can reward him, franchise him, or just let him go. If he has a dud season.
I have a hard time thinking they're just going to let him walk.
Well, here's how they would let him walk if he has a dud season.
Oh, yeah. If he all of a sudden, you know, has 600 yards and four touchdowns, but
that's not.
I don't
happen.
See that happening.
I don't either.
He's playing.
If he's out there every week, he's going to.
But it protects you a little bit. It protects you a little
bit. It does.
You know?
I mean, a lot of people think he is just going to kind of play it out.
I keep hearing everybody say maybe he's going to come into agreement. Yeah, they're going to come into agreement. Really? I just don't see it. Because I don't see Washington budging. They might budge a little bit. They're not going to budge to where he wants to be.
But even if they budge a little bit, maybe that gets it done.
All right. From your lips to God's ears, buddy.
I'm just saying, it's a possibility. If they budge a little bit and it's a couple million-dollar budge, maybe that gets it done.
And I heard J.P. Finley talking about this yesterday with B. Mitch, and I think Diana Rossini's echoing kind of the same thing on her Twitter, that he might not be looking for the exact DK Metcalf deal as far as the annual average value of $33 million per year, but it's more now about just get the guarantees to where they need them to be. And then you worry about that backloaded money that he's probably never going to see. You kick that can down the road. Like, try to get as much money up front as you can in your guarantees, your signing bonus, your fully guaranteed money, and then you'll be okay. Then you can come to some common ground.
So yesterday we talked about the Tyreek Hill rumor that somebody had out there that allegedly these two teams had
I've already forgotten the name of the site.
Yeah.
It's Drab.
Polymarket.
Polymarket.
Yeah, okay. The betting thing had some chance.
I'd literally never heard that site before yesterday.
Well, I've heard it for like a variety of different things, like
it's used politics. A lot in politics.
Yeah, okay. Politics, other things.
Probably why I haven't heard about it.
exactly.
But The Athletic has an article, and it came out yesterday. I don't think we touched on this when we were talking about it, but they came up with five potential offers for Terry.
Ooh, I like okay. Hypotheticals. Hypothetical trades.
Now, these I do think are hypotheticals.
Okay.
I don't think these are anything that they've been actually discussed, but they got five different teams and five different hypotheticals. You just give me the yay or nay on this, okay?
I think, you know what, Jason and I, we will combine our heads here. We will be co-GMs and figure out whether these deals make sense or not.
One of you guys could be Josh Harris. One of you guys could be AP.
Okay.
All right? The New England Patriots, they obviously would love to have
All right, they'd love to pair him up with Stephon Diggs. That would be nice for Drake May.
According to The Athletic, a trade that might make sense for them would be trading a 2027 third-round pick for Terry McLaurin, who turns 30 in just a few days.
I was expecting you to say a third-round pick and
it's no.
Just a third-round pick?
Just a third-round pick.
Well,
are you doing that?
That's Kate an easy
Harris
no.
is saying no to that.
I agree.
I mean, how many fans would do that?
That's the quickest no you're ever going to get.
All right.
Not even a 2026?
Hey,
you're making me wait till 2027?
I didn't write the article, Cakes.
No, thank you.
All right, here you go.
I'm out.
Team number two.
Okay.
According to The Athletic, that makes a lot of sense. Here's a potential offer. Okay. San Francisco 49ers. We've touched on this a little bit. Trade recently signed Brandon Ayuk.
I knew Ayuk's name would come up.
Now that is Jaden Daniels' guy.
Tore his ACL October 20th. Isn't expected to be ready at the start of the season.
Okay.
But he is 2.5 years younger than Terry, and they kind of redid his deal just last year. So presumably, you got a couple years there of some contractual harmony.
Hopefully. He's making $30 million,
and he's best friends with Jaden.
You'd have the Niners starting receivers.
Yes.
Yeah.
You'd have Debo. Yes. You'd have Brandon Ayuk, and you'd have Jaden Daniels. Cakes. If you're Adam Peters and the Niners come calling, knowing you probably won't get Ayuk till week 6 or 8 or something like that.
I'm Josh Harris. He's Adam Peters.
All right.
I'm going to defer to Adam Peters here.
I'm not going to do that deal.
You're not interested.
Just because of the question marks with the knee. He's a little bit of a diva.
Right.
I just can't push that button with Ayuk for Terry.
Yeah, we're going to take a pass on Brandon Ayuk.
And most of it's just is injury related.
Okay.
Just a question mark there.
I think the ACL is pretty routine.
He is younger.
Yeah.
All right. But I'm going to bypass that.
What's behind door number 3?
Door number 3? You thought the Patriots offer was terrible.
Okay.
How about this?
All right.
According to The Athletic, makes sense to them. The LA Chargers trade a 2026 fourth round pick for Terry McLaurin.
That's the quickest no ever.
You're not doing that, right? You'd rather have Terry play for what he's scheduled to make,
Terry's
whatever it is.
Terry's going to play on his $23.5 or $24 million.
Yeah, I mean, why does The Athletic think that Adam Peters would trade their number one receiver when they're trying to win a Super Bowl for a fourth-round pick who may not even make the team?
Jason, they need clicks. They need page views.
They wouldn't get any clicks from me.
Okay, that's exactly what they're doing.
Okay.
All right, here you go.
Hold on, Already on offer number 4?
Well, we're not doing that. We're not trading him for a fourth round.
I haven't heard one offer that would come even close to being consummated.
I think the Ayuk one. I think the Ayuk one would give you some pause.
That's the best.
You want some medical reports? Ship me some medical reports, and let me see how he's doing from his rehab, etc. How quick can he come back? How's he looking? Is he checking all the boxes?
Of the 3, that's the most palatable, but it's still, I'm not thrilled with it.
I'm with you. Here you go. The 4th offer, according to The Athletic. Potential trade for Terry. The Pittsburgh Steelers trade a 2026 third-round pick and wide receiver Roman Wilson for Terry McLaurin.
I mean, Roman Wilson did literally nothing as a rookie. I don't have his numbers in front of me.
He's young, but what was he? Was he a third or fourth round pick?
He was around there, I want to say. I mean, if he had 15 catches as a rookie, I'll be stunned.
I'm saying no.
Yeah, that's going to get a no. That's a no for me, dog.
No for me, dog. Yeah. I would agree with that. And here's one. I just don't want to redo this again. It's kind of funny. But the Buffalo Bills, Cakes.
Yes.
They apparently could use a legit number one. McLaurin might be a perfect fit for Josh Allen. How about the Buffalo Bills send Curtis Samuel back to the Commanders
and
a 2026 fifth round pick for Terry McLaurin.
That is the worst collection of offers I've seen in maybe my lifetime.
Right.
Roman Wilson, by the way, I way overshot him 15 catches. Mm-hmm. No available information, at least on ESPN.com. Did he just completely...
Did he have an
sit
injury?
Sit out his whole rookie season?
Did he have an injury?
I mean, he must have, because I don't see one stat for him. Not one.
Yeah, none of those trades besides Ayuk were tantalizing.
Right. And to be honest with you, very end of the Athletic.
I mean, there's no way I'm going to accept a fourth or a fifth round pick.
You know who actually wrote this article?
I don't.
The newly acquired Nikki Jabal.
We love Nikki.
And she says, yes, at the end of the day, none of these offers will sway the Commanders, and a deal will get done.
I feel bad that I was hammering the article.
The offers.
Again, she's got a boss that's saying,
she's got to fill time.
Give us 5 scenarios for trades for Terry McLaurin. So she came up with 5. The Curtis Samuel and a fifth rounder is especially egregious, in my opinion.
Right.
I mean, Adam Peters would literally laugh into his phone for 20 seconds if the bill was called. Is it Brandon Bean? Is that the GM in Buffalo?
Is it Bean?
I think it is Brandon Bean.
That sounds right.
He would think Brandon Bean had had a break with reality if he called and made that offer.
So the
that was at least fun rejecting all of those offers.
The saga continues. I did get steamed up for a period of time yesterday when we're talking about potentially trading for Tyreek Hill.
Right.
Now, they didn't have Hill in there.
Yeah,
no Micah Parsons.
That one got me going.
Yeah. All right. Don't forget, coming up at 8, Mike Lombardi is going to join us. He's the Carolina GM of football ops down in Chapel Hill. We'll talk a bunch of NFL with him, and I believe he might have some JP Vacation skinny that's going to come through on the next segment, so you don't want to go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Junk's text line is brought to you by Lido Pizza, a local favorite since 1955, serving pizzas, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza is square because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. Text 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply.
I know we're going to get into JP's trip update real quick. I did want to say I saw a piece about turbulence.
Okay.
A couple days ago, and I know that you, of all of us, are probably the most phobic flyer at this point. I used to have my day, but now I'm pretty used to it. One thing I did find interesting, they had a pilot there, and he basically said, turbulence is harmless. Mm-hmm. Like, you could get hurt if it's vicious turbulence.
It's really bad,
but turbulence does not equate to an imminent plane crash.
Okay.
That's
encouraging.
It never is going to lead to a plane crash. It's just something that happens.
Just part of doing business.
But it doesn't, like, so if you get white knuckled when you're dealing with turbulence and you think there's a possibility that maybe the bird's going down, take that out of your brain.
I've gotten better about turbulence. I think it's more the takeoffs. Yeah. The takeoffs
are a little stressful.
That's what tilts me the most.
That's when you're most vulnerable.
And landings on shorter runways. Like when I learned that San Diego had one runway.
It's a slam dunker, too.
And it's a slam dunker because it's basically in the middle of the city.
Yeah, you go right over an office building.
That was kind of terrifying.
Yeah.
And flying in, like, I won't fly at Reagan anymore unless it's absolutely necessary because of all the helicopter shenanigans.
Yeah, I'm not doing that either.
Short runway.
That I'm not doing.
Like me some BWI. Long ass runway. Runway as far as the eye can see, my friend.
Right.
That's what I like.
Right.
I don't like the plane jarring me on the landing.
I mean, my buddies who are pilots, I've got a couple buddies who are pilots. Yep. I've always asked them about the turbulence. He says it's expected. It's not
part
of
the deal.
It's not a big deal. But passengers, especially passengers who don't fly a lot, well, of course that's going to scare them a little bit.
It scares you a little bit. But it also, it can be dangerous. Obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Bad turbulence.
Yeah, we've heard stories.
Yeah, get flown out of your chair or whatever.
Well, I'm almost always have my seatbelt on throughout the duration of the flight.
Oh, I never take it off.
Like, if I need
Unless
to go to the
to
bathroom,
go yeah.
if I gotta, if I have to go to the bathroom, go to the bathroom, come back down.
Boom.
Even if the light's not on, put the seatbelt back on.
Right.
You can never be too careful.
Oh, yeah.
Safety first.
Oh, I'm with you.
Very important.
Anyway, I didn't want to go off into a whole tangent, but I did see a pilot talking about it. And for those of you that are phobic flyers out there, don't worry. A little turbulence.
Okay, good.
It's just part of the deal, but it doesn't mean that there's a chance the plane's going down.
Right.
Well, let's hope.
It just means it's just part of the deal.
Let's hope that doesn't happen.
Yeah. All right. What do we got, Drabby? You're the one with all the updates, right?
I guess I am. I guess I'm that one. Kelsey and I DM'd last week a few times. Kelsey is JP's daughter who lives in Hollywood, and they're on a trip right now.
Where are they?
Well, they were in Switzerland all last week, and looks like they've made their way over the Alps into Italy.
Okay.
Yep.
And Kelsey, the story last week, right, was that JP lost his phone immediately upon arriving in
at the
McDonald's.
He couldn't wait to throw his phone away.
And then he had a rage out in the rental car because he couldn't switch it from German to English.
Yes.
That would infuriate me, be honest with you.
And she said he was screaming and yelling at everyone in the car.
Good luck changing the GPS from French to English.
Meanwhile, JP always puts on this persona that he's Mr. Cool, Calm, and Collected while traveling.
Nothing bothers him.
The other junkies are the ones that always complain.
Right.
Remember?
He's not a complainer.
Yeah. He's got everything under control at all times.
She sent me a couple notes this morning, which I appreciate.
Is she giving you morning, just daily updates?
No, not daily. She sent one on Friday after the show that said, minor update, Dylan just cracked his phone.
Oh, no.
Man, what is going on?
Two phones down for the Flame family in Europe so far.
Don't they have a you break it, I fix it?
I don't know.
Aren't those all over the world?
It sounds like their stock overseas is going up with the Flame family vacationing there.
We touched on this yesterday. She sent a video of the cliff walk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She said, my dad and Dylan were absolutely terrified and refused to do this cliff walk. I've never seen him so scared in my life. Now, I'm going to be honest.
Does it look scary?
It doesn't look that scary. I mean, it's got guardrails on each side.
You're scared of heights, though, you don't even want to be like near a guardrail.
I know, but it looks like you're like going over a bridge. Kind of. A walking bridge. Like you would go over the Anacostia over here on the new bridge over here.
Okay.
How high up was he?
It looks like they're up on a mountain way up there.
Way
I don't know. They're
there,
in the clouds.
Yeah.
Dude, if you're in the clouds.
That would scare the F out of me.
You're way up there. So he did he not do it then? Is that the update?
I guess they did not do it. His, his knees were buckling.
You know what? I don't blame him. I wouldn't have either.
Don't be scared.
I don't blame him either. Are you kidding?
So then she says, we were driving to our family's village in Italy, and my dad had a complete meltdown.
Again.
All because Bella and I had to go pee for a second time. He was yelling at us, saying he won't stop, and if he could hold it for 10 hours, then we can do it for two more.
That's the longest 2 hours ever.
Because he never pees.
I know.
Yeah, he doesn't hydrate. Ever. His pee is nuclear.
Yeah. It's so yellow.
I've been in the bathroom with the guy. Literally, it's nuclear.
He was literally so mad for no reason. I should have recorded it. He was raging. It was hilarious.
You have to hold it for 2 hours?
I guess he's very militant on pee breaks.
God, what a nightmare.
I would have just went in the car.
Yeah.
A rental. I mean, you can basically do anything in a rental car.
I would have went in the car.
Yeah. You can't. Why would you torture your kids that way? That's literally torture.
I don't know.
And it literally takes 5 minutes to stop and, like, 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I understand you're adding to your trip.
It is annoying when you're trying to, and JP, you know, he's racing and he's checking that. Yeah, you know, he's having a little race with his ways or whatever, and he doesn't want to add the minutes.
Right.
I mean, I've been there. I get it. The frustration of having to stop, but I mean, nature calls, dude.
JP, it is your French GPS. You cannot stop to pee. That will add 10 minutes to trip.
Sometimes those GPS are the worst things because you set an expectation of when you're supposed to be there.
Yeah.
And if you don't meet it and you stop or there's traffic, you can get angry.
I understand that. But part of vacation is you're supposed to be unwinding.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to be worried about time constraints and when exactly you're going to be
in
a place.
He's the tensest vacationer in the world.
Right. Also, I mean, an 8-year-old doesn't have complete control over her bladder.
Right.
I mean, like a grown-up. Yeah. I mean, what are we doing here?
So, did he ultimately relent? Like,
Well, she says, then she went on to say, then he even got more mad, if that's possible, when we had to stop for a third time for pee. It was in a random restaurant in the Alps. And maybe this is just me being entitled, said Kelsey.
Is that JP raging?
Yes, JP.
Yeah. JP raging.
About to I have over 12
masterpiece. With that, it's Bella. I have to pee.
I can't believe he was upset. Exactly.
So hold on. They had to stop three times on a 10-hour trip? That's probably standard.
That's probably standard.
SOP.
Right?
Yeah, especially for an 8-year-old.
So JP's expecting no one to pee for 10 hours.
Here's a Gatorade bottle.
Well, I guess maybe they had to eat as well. I'm not really sure. She says it was at a random restaurant in the Italian Alps, and maybe this is just me being entitled, said Kelsey. I threw a bag away, and then the waiter was like, you can't throw things away without paying. I was willing to buy something, but cash only, which I didn't have. So I said sorry, and I walked out. We're backing out of the car. The waiter runs over to our car, opens the car door, and throws all the trash back into the car and starts screaming at me in Italian.
What are we doing out there, man?
I mean, you know what? You can take Europe, okay? You can take Europe as far as a vacation destination and shoot it right into the sun.
So hold on.
The fact that a waiter would come and throw trash back into your car when you left the establishment.
To pee, not to eat. So that's maybe why they got upset.
I think they threw trash out in the car. Like maybe they were eating or they had like snacks.
Right, they brought trash
so they brought
in
it
from
in,
the
they
car.
Brought it
into
going
the restaurant.
Right. To the bathroom.
Yes.
And then just use their trash, which anybody does. If you go to McDonald's or someplace, you got to pee. You take your empty stuff out. You throw it away.
Yeah.
And then you go pee. And then maybe you get a sundae or something on the way
maybe
back to the car.
Maybe they didn't get anything. Maybe
that's the problem. They didn't get anything.
Yeah, they didn't buy. It sounds like they didn't buy anything. They just took all their trash from the car, dumped it in some cafe,
and by
said,
the way,
see you later.
And it's because they didn't have cash.
They couldn't buy anything.
And what did I say to the dumb JP Flame when
you said bring some cash?
I said how much cash are you going to bring? He goes none. I said what? You're not going to bring any cash to Europe? He goes I'll just use my credit card. I said. Not every place takes credit cards. You don't know every place in Europe. And then he said, I just walked away from
him.
He's so dumb when it comes to traveling.
I said the most boomer thing ever after he said you should bring some cash. I said, bring traveler's checks. People haven't used traveler checks in 50 years. What century am I living in over here?
I mean, you got to have some cash.
I agree with that.
I mean, have you ever used traveler's checks in
your
life?
Never once. But I remember that used to be a thing. Like, if you would go abroad, you bring traveler's checks. Yeah. Back in the
1920s. Yeah. We're visiting West Germany. Yeah.
That sounds like the worst vacation of all time.
I mean, I guess I can understand the guy being upset that you're dumping all of your trash because you didn't buy anything.
And he's probably the owner of the place.
But for them to come and open your car door and throw the trash back into JP's car.
How livid do you think JP was?
The most.
I hope it was like a milkshake.
I hope Roger throws all the trash that's out here in his car as he tries to clean up.
That would be fantastic. All right, when we come back, we'll be joined by Mike Lombardi. He is the general manager of the UNC football program. He's plugged into the NFL, too. We're going to pick his brain about all things NFL next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.